Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a good day today. It's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. This is a national holiday that we celebrate each year at this time. In fact, it's on a Thursday, the last Thursday in November of every year. And so it's a feast day for us. In the original, I guess it was the late 1700s, when the American Indians and the Pilgrims got together, and they actually had the first Thanksgiving. The Pilgrims that came over here, they were suffering from a lack of food, and so the Indians helped out, and they had a big feast for them, and then they exchanged gifts and so forth, and the few things that the Pilgrims had to give to the Indians, and then the Indians fed the Pilgrims. But it's a long story, but it was a wonderful beginning of a time when we can give thanks at least once a year for everything that the good Lord has given us, all of the blessings and all of the times that we are blessed with many, many things that come from the Lord. And so I'm very happy to have a show today. We were considering not having the show, but I said no, I want to have it because it's a day when we can give thanks for everything that we have in our life, and for all of the blessings that we receive. And so I just want to say that out loud. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've given us, and we appreciate the Lord so much. He's continually blessing all of us. We may not realize it, and we may not accept him, but that's okay. He still blesses us all. And I'm so thankful for that. He's given me an opportunity to improve my life over the years, and to help my family to improve their lives. And it's to me, that's just a wonderful blessing, and he's given us not only physical and mental blessings, but also spiritual blessings over the years. And I'm just so thankful for that, and I appreciate him so much. And I say it to him all the time, and I think we should. I think that's what he wants us. He wants us to thank him. He wants us to show our appreciation for him. I see I have a guest. My friend Larry has joined us. Hi, Larry. How are you doing today, my friend?
Very well, thank you. It's a beautiful day to
today, isn't it?
Yes. It's a good in the neighborhood, right?
Yep. Most definitely.
As far as I'm concerned, every day is a beautiful day. It may not turn out exactly the way we want it to every day, but every day is a blessing that he gives us another day to serve other people. And that's what
exactly.
We're doing through the Hope Collection. We're serving other people every day. And not only through the Hope Collection, but through our ministries. I know you have a number of ministries that you're involved with, including the Knights of Columbus, which is a tremendous ministry throughout the world, and
yes,
doing many many great things for people. So I just thought we were considering not having the show today, but I said I want to go ahead with it because I want to give thanks to where it should be given of God first, and then to the people that are involved with this, with the Hope Radio Show, not only the Hope Radio Show but the Hope Collection in general, and all of the projects that go under that umbrella. So, Larry, would you want to say a few words of thanks for Thanksgiving Day?
Oh yes, most definitely. I mean, well, the first thing I'd like to say thanks for is that I have my health, and you know, I'm able to, get along. You know, what I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm 73 years old,
yep.
And my father died at 69, and my mother died at 72. But they had
yeah.
their. My father worked at Merck's, which was him and all his brothers that worked there. He was the oldest survivor, and actually the last 6 months of his life, he was, just in the hospital, but. You know, that, of course, things have changed since then. Now they have laws where, they don't let you breathe in the chemicals and stuff anymore, But that's how things change. I guess they change for the better in some ways.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, he gives us challenges sometimes to make us stronger and
right.
to help us to move, to be able to, not only handle our individual challenges, but handle the challenges that we can help others with, and that's really important too. And I thank him for that, for giving us those opportunities to grow and to get better at doing what we're doing, helping other people and helping them to help other people. So you have a very beautiful family, your wife Josie and your two boys. It's just a beautiful family, and I know you thank God for him and for what they're doing all every day, I just wanted to mention that. So many of my friends, I'm doing a lot of work with the immigrants that are coming in into this country,
right?
And I just helped one of the immigrants to fill out all the paperwork for changing their immigration status. They want to become a permanent resident and get
right.
a green card.
Yeah,
and I helped with that process. And I never realized how hard that process was, how difficult it is to get it through the government. You know what I mean? How much it
well,
costs for that particular
yeah.
person? It's going to be about close to $6,000,
wow.
and it's a very complicated. I don't think it has to be that hard, but somehow, when government's involved in the bureaucracy, they make things more difficult, I think, than what they need to be, And exactly. So, as I said, it's a very difficult process. And I can understand, after going through that, why some of the immigrants don't do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not only is it the money, but it's the time that it takes and all the forms that have to be filled out and all the questions that are asked. One form has over 80 questions on it, all about the individual and their involvement in the community and in the government. So it's a very, very complicated process. And I'm so glad that we finally got it filed this week for that person. And she will be, as soon as she hears from them, and it's going to be a long time before she hears from them. Because they have so many, they're overwhelmed right now with applicants.
Right.
And so I heard recently that last month there were over 200,000, maybe 280,000 people crossed the border in 1 month. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're all illegal. And the government is not checking anybody. They're just letting them walk through, you know.
Exactly.
They're not checking them for diseases. They're not checking them for whether they're criminals or not. They're just letting them come on, you know. I have a lot of personal feelings about that and personal problems with that whole situation, but. Only thing we can do, I think, is pray that we will have a change of administration in the next two elections, in the 2022 election and the 2024 election. Maybe we can have a reasonable government that won't allow all this to happen, you know. So
exactly.
But I am thankful also that God is, I believe, is helping us to get rid of that COVID thing, because the numbers are going way down on the number of cases in most areas. Some areas are going up, but in most areas around the world, the numbers are going and the governments have relaxed some of their policies. And I'm thankful for that also, because there were so many people affected from that that pandemic. And I personally believe that it was mishandled since this year. It's been mishandled, and it's been overblown. But that's the way politicians work. They take advantage of any crisis and try to make it look bigger than what it really is, you know, and make it worse than what it is. There are other diseases that have many, many more deaths than what the COVID has caused, in hundreds of thousands and millions. The flu, for example, the Spanish flu, when it came through the United States, over a million people, and I don't know how many million, but over a million people died from that. And it's still around, you know. The flu is still around. And
exactly. You have to get a flu shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody has to get a flu shot. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think,
I've never had a flu shot, and I never will, because as far as I'm concerned, the scientists say they're not as effective as they should be. They're less than 20% effective. So, but maybe that 20% is good, and we have God to thank for that. Thankful for that. But I just think that. There's some of these things are just blowing way out of proportion. and only because it's a political advantage for one or the other parties to do that, you know. And it's not just the Democratic Party. It's, you know, a lot of times the Republican Party gets things screwed up also, and does it for their advantage, promotes something for their advantage. So I am a Republican, and I am also a conservative, and I thank God for that, that he's allowed us to be able to do that in this country. The liberties and the freedoms that we have, I believe, come from God. They were mentioned in the U.S. United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. The rights that were given to us didn't come from government. The government basically is trying to take credit for it, but it came from God. You know, they were endowed from our Creator, the freedoms and the rights that we have, and I thank Him for that. I know that I have been blessed with a wonderful wife, and I thank Him for that every single day, for bringing us together and giving us many blessings that He gives us every day. Do you have any plans for special plans for today?
Not really. I got to go over to the other house, you know, do a little bit of work over there, but not really. But I said, like, the last 2 days we've been over at ShopRite, and we've been collecting money, and I think we collected like $2,500. So.
Oh my goodness! You see,
yeah, so we did very well.
I would have helped you. I would have helped you. I was working yesterday on fix a furnace. I fixed a furnace over in Peabody yesterday in the afternoon, but that was late afternoon. I could have helped you. So next time, call me. Let me know. And I'll work with you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, Bob. Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, Bob. You know the Knights of Columbus, we're going to be doing the raffle that we always do every year. So, you know, we'll probably be selling some tickets.
The Hackettstown group?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. When are they doing that?
I think they're doing it right now.
I haven't received any tickets. I usually send them to me, but I haven't received any.
Yeah, well I'll save a book something for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, you know, and then there's going to be a big party at the Elks Lodge, you know, for the raffle itself.
Oh, okay.
So you can bring your wife with you, you know, and have a nice meal and stuff like that, and you know, you'll be right there when they pull the winning ticket. So.
Are they going to invite the spouses or not?
Oh yes, yeah, the spouses can definitely come.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll be there. You just let me know the date and time.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds great. That'll be an evening event, right?
Yes. It'll be... Actually, I don't know. I think it's on a... You know, hold on a second. Let me see what time that thing is. I think it might be an afternoon event. Let me see if I got my...
Okay.
Hey Lawrence, what time do the Knights of Columbus have that thing for the fourth degree? That's at night or during the day?
Yeah.
No, it's at night. He says it's at night. And they have like a little buffet dinner and then they'll announce the, oh, I know what time it is. The winner is announced at 9 o'clock. That's when they have the drawing.
Oh, at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, 9 o'clock in the evening. So then,
do you know what day that is?
Oh, it's the third. I think it might be the third Monday in a month. I'm pretty sure that's, yeah, I think it's the third Monday of the month in December.
Well, we of December, yeah, okay. Okay.
Yep.
It's close to Christmas. Okay, that sounds great, my friend. I want to go to that, and I'll bring Flora along with me.
That's always a nice evening, you know, like I said, because everybody gets together and, you know, we have a little bite to eat, and then afterwards, they have the drawing. You know, it's nice. You know, it'd really be nice to win it. I tell you, it's usually, you know, at least $3,000-$4,000. You know, so.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know what? I think they're having we'll be selling tickets at the. I think it's might be even next weekend. I think next weekend or following weekend, we'll be selling tickets at the the church, at our church, St. Joseph's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I forget what day it is, but I think it's either
when you figure it out, let me know. I want to be part of that.
Okay, yeah, most definitely.
That sounds great.
Yep.
That sounds great. You know, I am so thankful that of all the places that we could have been born, that I could have been born, I was born here in the United States. I think it's 1 in 17 chances that you could be born in any particular area because there's that many people. It's great that this country started in the late 1700s, 1780, 1770, and it expanded pretty rapidly. I was reading about the census, the census that's done every 10 years. And it was amazing to see the population growth in this country, and how things changed over the years. And there were more and more states added every year from the original 13. Not exactly every year, but I mean, in between every sentence, censuses that were taken. Every 10 years, there were more and more states added. It just grew tremendously. And I believe that the good Lord had his hand in this whole development of this country. And I believe he wants us to do certain things for his glory. And it's not all turning out that way right now. Things have switched, and we've got to bring them back. We've got to do everything in our power to bring them back. And he will help us do that in his time. It's not in our time. It's in his time when it will happen. And I'm a firm believer in that it will happen because that's what he wants. Go ahead, Larry.
No, talking about God and country. Did you know that when Pelosi visited the Pope?
Yeah.
Did you hear what she did?
What did she do?
You know how the Pope, the Pope has puts his hand out in a fist, with the ring on his finger?
Yeah.
You know what you're supposed to do, don't you? you're supposed to kiss the ring, right? Well, when he put out his fist with, you know, he put out his fist with the ring on, and Pelosi's a Catholic. Did you know what she did to him?
What?
She grabbed his hand and started shaking it.
She's so stupid. Such a stupid woman.
Could you imagine that?
Gosh.
That she's Catholic.
Yes, I can imagine it with her. Yes, yes. Wow.
Yep. And of course, you know, with we know with the Democrats in office now, with Biden who's a Catholic, and then Pelosi's a Catholic, and Kamala Harris is a Catholic, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, they all believe in abortion.
Yeah.
Woman's choice.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. In all the wars we've ever fought in, since Revolutionary War to today, it's like not even 1/50th of how many babies have been killed, and abortion didn't come into effect until 1976 or something, 75, whatever, and more innocent children have died than you know just because it was inconvenient, you know, or you know you know whatever, but still, I mean. Every you know, and the thing is, they make things so hard for you to adopt a baby.
Yeah.
Me and my wife couldn't have children, so we had to adopt 2 children from India.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I think there's a number of cases right now heading to the one I think is already in the Supreme Court that may do some help in overturning that Roe versus Wade.
I hope so.
There's a number of laws been enacted in various states in the United States, and they're being challenged. Those laws are because they're like in Texas, 6 weeks. They put a limit of 6 weeks that you could only abort a baby up until 6 weeks, and that's one of them that's being tested right now. So I got a feeling that the good Lord's got his hand in there, and he's gonna straighten it out, because we humans are too stupid to fix that.
Exactly.
You know, even though we're opposed of it. So he's going to be doing it for us. He's going to take care of that for us. I firmly believe that. And the only way, the best thing we can do is just continue to pray. Pray that that's overturned. And he'll answer that prayer in his time. So, I believe that's one of the blessings he'll give us. Another one of the blessings that he'll give us. I'm just so thankful, like I said, that I was born here in this country, and so many of the Americans, part of the immigration paperwork that you have to fill out is, I was a sponsor of this person that I was talking about, and I was also the person that prepared the forms, and since she couldn't speak English, and all the forms were in English, I had to interpret all that for her, that made it a little bit more difficult because of that language barrier, but
right.
We got through it. And she had a lot of her documentation from the country that she came from, and that all had to be translated and typed up in English because they won't accept it. Any way other than in English, so that all had to be done. So it was a it was a long process, and I was also surprised. They have what they call immigration doctors that handle the immigrants, and mm-hmm. You have to go to one of those doctors, and they can charge anything they want. This one doctor for the shots and for the checking her over and getting all her medical history together. It was $1,000 just for that. You know?
Jeez.
So it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And how are these people supposed to pay for it? You know, when they come over here. But you hear what Biden said? He says he wants to give like $480,000 to each immigrant.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little bit ridiculous.
What about the all the Americans that are starving? You know, that are on and they're the seniors and the young people that have been their jobs have been disappeared. You know, and they can't get jobs. I can't get work. So I don't know. It's like I said earlier, it's so screwed up right now in this country. And we got to get it back on track. And we got to do it as quickly as possible because they're keeping on doing things that are totally wrong of what was intended in our country.
You know, what do the Democrats complain about? They complained about Trump, right? Spending too much money.
Yeah.
What did the Democrats do? They just had a thing of $4 trillion.
Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars.
Right. Trump never even came close to spending that kind of money. And yet they're complaining. Oh, we gotta give things away. We gotta give things away. For these poor people.
Yeah.
Hey. What happened my grandfather came over. He came over on the boat. He got himself a job, minimum wage, and he raised his family. Right?
Yep.
And how many kids did they have?
Yep.
I mean, like, back then, like, I think my father's family was like seven kids. I think my mother's was eight children. But nowadays, you can't afford it. And yet the country's supposed to be so rich.
I don't know. I'm the same with my grandparents, both on both sides, on my dad's side and my mom's side. Both of them came over on a ship, they didn't have hardly any money when they came here, and they just took the risk. My one grandfather was 17 years old, and his wife, my grandmother, she was 16 years old when they came over, and they met on the ship. They didn't know each other, and they met on the ship, and later they got married, and that was a result of my mother and her family. And there were six children in that family, and my dad's family had nine children in their family. And they were penniless also when they came here in this country. But like you said, They didn't complain a lot. They just went and got the best job they could find, and then they worked their way up. I see that happening with some of the immigrants today, especially the Spanish immigrants that I'm working with. They are very, very interested in and not only improving, making a contribution to this country, but improving their lifestyle, their family lifestyle,
right?
And they're hard workers, and they're willing to do the work, and they're willing to get the education they need. Two daughters from this one family, one Spanish family that I'm very good friends of ours, they have two daughters just graduated from college. One in nursing, and the other one education. So it's they worked hard at that. You know what I mean? They had to work hard to get it. And they got through the language barrier. And so it's
Anybody who calls an immigrant who can speak English, you know, a dummy, has got to be a complete idiot. Because, I mean, I speak English, and that's the only language I can speak. And to top it off, when I was in high school, English was my worst subject. I just, you know, barely passed it to get out. But, I mean, anybody who can speak two languages, in my estimation, is so much smarter than me. You know, I bow down to that because, like I said, it's not easy to learn English because English is a hard language to learn in the first place. And, you know...
And there, you know, there are over 40,000 words now in English. 40,000 words. Could you imagine an individual trying to get, work through that, the 40,000 words, and what the meaning is? You know, I tell them when I'm training them and learning the English language, you really only need about 300 to 400 of those words. Will get you through almost any situation. If you know that many, you know, and then as you progress in your lifetime, you'll learn more and more words, you know, getting started with maybe 50 words and then moving up to 100 or 150, 200, that's the important part of it of learning. Learning that language, learning the English language anyway, and it's working. They're getting by fine in the country, and they're producing, and that's what's important. Not to come here and be a burden on the American people, but be a producer that adds something to the society. And that's what someone that I'm working with. That's what they're doing. Both husband and wife are working, and they're progressing. They're eventually buying homes, some of them, and they're just adding to the economy, and helping not only themselves but they're helping because every time one of them adds to the economy, that helps other people as well. So,
right.
Yes, I am very proud to be a part of that ministry, helping those people, and I thank God for putting me in that position. When I was going to go into the Spanish ministry, I didn't have any idea what I was going to be able to contribute to those people. But you know, I found out that God has given me whatever I need to help them. And that's what I'm doing. It's just like when Jesus was going to send out all the apostles to spread the word around the world. They were so afraid. They didn't know how they were going to do it. They didn't know how can I say all these things to the people. He said, "Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll give you what you need." And he did. And they came back.
Yep.
They were so surprised. When they came back, they couldn't believe what they were able to say and how they were able to answer people's questions and things. You know,
exactly.
Because he gave his spirit to them and he blessed them and he helped them all along the way. So that's what he does for us every day. And I thank him for that. And I thank God for all the things that the American people have been able to help other people around the world, because America is one of the biggest contributors to other countries and other individuals in other countries. We've helped so many countries over the years, and we continue to do that. And I'm so thankful for that, that God has given us the ability to do that. And he's allowed us to prosper so that we can do that. You know what I mean? And that's so important because it takes money to give money, and it takes knowledge and skills to give to help people, and he's given us that. It takes some effort on our part, but he's also given it to us. He's given us the ability to help other people, and I'm so thankful for that. Listen, Larry, my friend, I was going to cut the show short, and we've gone about 40 minutes, so I think we're gonna call the show today. And I thank you for coming on. It's so much easier when you have someone on with you than trying to do the whole thing by yourself. I've done it all by myself, and it's not as effective, I don't think, for me and for the other people that we're trying to reach. I just want to tell people that the Hope Collection radio show is broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then we started up a Saturday morning one also. On Monday through Friday, it's 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern time. Right now we're in Eastern Standard Time. But it will continue Eastern time, 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And then the Saturday morning is from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Eastern time also. It's the same telephone number. It's 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And we don't exclude anybody. Everybody is welcome. If you've been referred to the radio show, you can come on and you can talk to us, or you can just listen. That option is available to you. I will usually, when I see someone come in, because I get a on the studio board here, I get a indication of the telephone number of everybody that comes in. So I can turn on your mic and you can talk if you want to. Or, again, you can just listen. It's your choice. And a lot of people, we're broadcasting to over 75 countries on the Internet. And I hope someday we will be able to talk to those people also. And we're working on almost ready to implement video conferencing where we can talk and see people. So that's an option that's going to be available very soon. We're having a board meeting next Monday night. I'm on the board as a vice president. So I will be in that meeting, and we'll be talking about what we're going to do for the next year, next 5 years. To build the Hope Collection, because it's growing every year. But we need to make changes, and we're going to be talking about that, making some changes and making improvements in the Hope Collection and the ability of people to be able to use it more effectively and to transfer information to people much easier. So those are some of the things that we're working on. And I know the good Lord has blessed us to this point. He blessed us with Dr. Joel Griffin, who was a tremendous, tremendous giver all of his life. He gave to people and helped them to improve their lifestyles. And his wife, Ardith, is continuing with that. She has been with him all along with the development of the Hope Collection and continues to provide leadership in that area to all of us. And she does usually does the Sunday evening show, the one that's 9 o'clock on Sunday evenings. It's called Smart Shopping. She helps people how to be smart shoppers.
and she has a whole team of ladies that that teach that on that that show at 9 o'clock on Saturday, Sunday evenings. So there's all kinds of tools available. We have 5 different websites that we use, and the Hope Collection website is just one of those 5. We have a Coach's Corners website. We have an ePantry website. We have other the RRC Center, the Research Center, and so we do a lot of different tools available to people. And we use conference calls. We use 3-way calling. We use texting. And we use email. All of those communications are, and we use Facebook too, by the way. We have our own Facebook section where our Facebook stuff is private to the people that are involved with the Hope Collection. So that's all available, and I'm inviting anybody that wants to come, anybody that's listening on the internet, or anybody that becomes referred to the site and to the radio show. We're here to help you. That's our only purpose on the Hope Collection, is to help you and to help you to help other people. So we're there for you. So, Larry, you got anything you want to add before we go?
No, I think you just about hit everything on there. And the only thing I like to say is I'd like to thank you, you know, for having me on the show today. You know, a lot of times I'm busy and I can't make it, but today was a great day to be on the show, and I want to thank you for having me on.
Well, you're welcome, Larry. Thank you for coming. I called you at the last minute, and you said, sure, I'll come on. So that's I appreciate it. And, you know, we are friends, and that's what friends are for. Friends are for working together and helping each other. And helping
exactly.
each other on different programs and projects, and so you and I work together a lot, and I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate your wife so much too. Josie is just a tremendous woman and a great cook. I appreciate
this
meal that she cooked for us all the time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out of the house without her. I had to say, okay, I'll have a meal with you, because she's always wanting to serve people and help people, and I appreciate that so much. Well, my friend, God bless you on this Thanksgiving Day, and God bless everybody else that might be listening on the internet. And God bless America, and all those people in the world that are suffering from serious illnesses such as COVID and other things. God bless you all, and God bless your families, and God bless your friends. So you have a great day, my friend, and say hi to Josie. And to Lawrence and Kyle. Okay? All right, Larry.
Okay,
have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too, Paul.